Oh yeah, he's back. The crack of the bat, the ping of the crossbar, and the roar of the crowd. We cover everything you want to talk about. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Thank you very much, Rick Regan. Good morning, Canada. And howdy to Canadian sports fans around the world. Welcome to Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. I'm Rod. He is Darren. I'm Batman. He's Robin.
We haven't done that in a while.
No, but that was fun, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
I'm the pilot. He's the co-pilot. Ready to talk sports for the next 2 hours. I'm seeing a lot of interesting things on social media today. People saying, I miss the CFL. People writing in already. You realize that even if there was no pandemic, there wouldn't be CFL right now. You're missing it, but it wouldn't have even started.
I know.
You know, but for the sports fans, we really got a great one for you today. We've got, where do I start? We've got Jorgen Hughes, Rough Riders long snapper, former St. Louis Rams, and a Seahawk, I believe, for a time. Jorgen Hughes will be with us. Just a super, super dude.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to chat with Jorgen. Shamad Chambers, CFL veteran, spent the last couple of years with the Hamilton Tiger Cats, spent a time with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, a first-round pick of the Edmonton Eskimos. Shamad Chambers will be with us, and he's a Toronto guy. And speaking of Toronto, the Argos, number 2 overall pick in last week's CFL draft, Dejan Brissett. His brother plays for the Raptors. He now plays for the Argos. That's going to be a cool chat.
Yeah, it will be.
And the Silver Fox, Kelly Rempel, whom we haven't heard from for far too long. Former WWF promoter, Bret Hart's agent, hockey marketing man. I mean, where do you start? Restaurateur? Where do you start? Where do you end with the Silver Fox, Kelly Rempel, who's totally geeked up to come on the show? He's like a bucking horse trying to get out of the stall. Can't wait. So I'm excited.
Yeah, it'll be really good. Good show.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing really good. I've been, you know, you say all the things on social media. What are the murder hornets? Because
have you not watched this?
No.
When did the murder hornets come onto your radar?
Today.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not kidding.
I was watching news reports about them on the weekend.
Yeah, today.
2-inch long hornets. That they say when they bite you, it's like two hot pins going into your skin. So the West Coast, that's something you got to worry about because they were found in Washington State last fall. You need to know anything about current events, ask me.
Yeah.
Okay? Because that's all I do is sit at home and watch the news. You're out here working. I'm putting in the two-hour workday and then 22 hours monitoring the news.
That's right.
You fake have said, and otherwise.
It's always on.
Yeah, it is. The COVID channel.
The COVID channel.
Let's roll. Getting into the quick six show topics, by the way, which are a presentation of Flooring Superstore. And I should tell you, that has turned into quite the story. This is what it's turned into. I mentioned it yesterday. I thought it was just going to be flooring from Flooring Superstore. Now it's become a steam shower. We're bringing in Bronco Plumbing and Heating. We're bringing in all our sponsors here and partners of this program to do what's turned into a massive renovation at our home. And why the hell not? Now's the time.
Yep.
Really? So my wife is the contractor. So this is what it's turned in. This is what it's turned out to.
Yeah.
I'll let you know how it turns out.
Yeah.
I said, just give me the bill. You handle it.
She's the project manager.
She's the project manager. Yeah, I'm the apprentice. She's the project manager. So just give me the bill. I'll let you know how it turns out. All started with our friends at Flooring Superstore. So the quick six show topics, I'm going to name them all, and then we'll come back and spend some time on each one. Number one, David Naylor predicting no CFL season. He didn't necessarily say that with us yesterday, but apparently he said it on CTV News the night before. Dave's been sprinkling his knowledge all across the media, all across the country. David Naylor predicting no CFL season. And quite frankly, a lot of people saying not surprised. So we'll get everybody's thoughts on that, plus the viewers. Number two, CFL and the CFLPA, Players Association, are resuming talks. I would suggest about what? If they're not playing, yeah. What are you talking about?
I know.
Point three, the Korean Baseball League kicked off, faced off. They opened their season this morning. You understand they're going to be the next worldwide stars. You know that. I'm going to spend some time on the Korean Baseball League. I went to their website this morning. I've seen Junior C leagues with better websites than the Korean Pro Baseball League. So they're going to want to spiff that up. We have people here that could do that for them, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not joking, no. Man. They've got guys there that played a long time in Major League Baseball. It's not some Rudy Poo league.
Wow.
What the hell have you been doing if you haven't been following all this?
And ESPN's picking it up.
ESPN aired the games live.
So, I mean, that's...
How long before TSN carries it live?
That's my point.
You understand what I'm saying?
It's going to be huge. And now you're going to have, like... We talked about, you know, our sponsors' web traffic spiking since coming on our show and, you know, since being a part of our show. Imagine that website. So, yeah, an overhaul probably needed.
Their website, yeah, well, their rating. I'm telling you, these stars from the Korean Baseball League are going to become major, major stars because the sports betting's going to be all over them. You know, you see what's coming, right?
Oh, yeah.
You understand what's coming, folks? Korean baseball, the only league playing, which, by the way, they played in front of empty stadiums. We'll come back on this because I've learned a lot more.
Yeah.
Just in the last few hours. Point four, Canada West, we understand, is going to play a 5-game season kicking off in late September or early October. Credit to our boy Justin Dunk from 3downnation.com for breaking that story. Is it too soon to provide a preview of the Canada West 2020 season? You would know better than me.
Yeah.
Who's going to win it all? Huskies.
Yeah. That'd be my guess. They're in a really good spot. But, of course, all the other teams have something to say about that.
Sure.
Even the Rams will be there. They'll be good.
We might have a 4-month preview of Canada West football here every single day.
Could make that
which
happen.
Which would be great.
Yeah.
For everybody. Point five, one thing, is the Alouettes have signed wide receiver Vinny Papale. His dad's Vince Papale. The Philadelphia Eagles... I wouldn't call him great, but you watched the movie Invincible?
Oh, yeah.
Starring Mark Wahlberg, who played, true story, the guy Vince Papale, who was the quarterback for the Eagles. Philly guy. It's a great movie. His son now playing for the Montreal Alouettes. He is a raw rookie right out of NCAA, played at Delaware last year. And the reason I bring up this point is not that the Alouettes signed Vinny Papale, which is still a good story. And boy, would the Italian community of Montreal embrace him big time.
Big time.
As far as Wally Buono's from, you know.
Okay.
But just the fact that the CFL is, it's business as usual for now, and it has to be, right? Yeah. The general manager's got to sign players. The personnel guy's got to find players. So that was the thing that struck me is, on one hand, it doesn't look good for a season. On the other hand, they're still plowing ahead business as usual. At what point do they not? At what point do they not?
They have to cancel the season or
something definitive.
Something definitive, because like you said, right now, they're moving forward as usual because... Nothing's changed. I mean, camps would not have opened yet. The season hasn't started yet. So I know when we're missing CFL football, it'd be the same as any other year because nothing would have happened yet. But they have said it's going to be postponed indefinitely. See what happens. But yeah, I'm with you.
Pausing for some viewer comments. Mike Booth watching in Fort McMurray, Alberta says, if Canada West can pull off a 5-game schedule, why can't the CFL pull off an 8-game season? Well, for one... Canada West football has been practicing social distancing pretty much since the start of its existence. We're not talking about 33,000 fans in the stadium. And maybe by that point, they feel they will be able to open the stadiums. But for them to play without fans, frankly, wouldn't be a stretch. I know that sounds harsh, but it's true.
Yeah.
But there's more to it than just playing the games. There's practicing. There's living together. So, hey, somehow Canada West knows more than we do. They're the ones doing the work on it. Can we put up the comment from Trenton, Norway, please? Trenton, Norway writes in. Trent Bruner says, Norway calling. Hope all is well with the home renovations. What happens in Korean baseball will show a lot of what should happen here for all sports. Canada West football is better than nothing. Stay well, everyone. Canada West football is actually fantastic. Ask Adam Sinegra and the Calgary Dinos. And hey, there are Canada West guys, Canada West alums saying, this is our time.
Big time.
We're it.
What a great opportunity for the university sports scene to really take flight. You want to start to be somewhat of what the NCAA is in the United States? You could do that now because you don't rely on gate revenue to play the game. So you could play in front of empty stadiums. They have great television partners. To do the games, to broadcast them to everybody. You can provide lots of coverage. It could be really, really great for Canada West to steal the show. Now, knowing that, you can't throw all the risks out the window and just do it at all costs. You still have to be careful. But if there's any way that they can do it safely and get the players on the field, absolutely a great opportunity. They'd have a better chance of playing than the CFL would because the CFL needs that gate revenue. They're a business. They rely on it. the universities don't.
No, and just like Korean baseball, which has the stage all to themselves, and those guys are going to become stars, so too could Canada West football players. So, and we're huge Canada West fans. There's not, it's not a coincidence we've had this Canada West helmet on our shelf since the summertime. We got the Rams, the Dinos. I mean, that's our league. Donald Mitchell, Navy guy from Ottawa, writes in watching. He says, I'd pay $20 or more to see Adam Sinegra. I would hope so. Where? What are you talking about? To do pay-per-view or to buy a ticket and go to the stadium? Explain yourself, please, Don. And point six, before we go back and start at the beginning of all this, what is happening in hockey? It has been rather quiet for, have you noticed?
It has been.
The simulation of the SJHL, were you calling the games last night?
Yep.
I apologize, I was watching the Bulls series, The Last Dance. I didn't tune into the SJHL playoff simulation. Flin Flon, Melford are 2-2?
They're both 2-2.
Wow.
So Yorkton and
you couldn't have drawn this up better.
I know. So they both won, night off tonight. Back at it for game five tomorrow. So it'll be good. Be really good.
Was there, well, and by the way, way back 5 weeks ago, I talked about how the sports media will change when we come out of this. Because everybody says it's sports that'll be affected the most for the change when we come out of this. I will say this. I watch these Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League games, computer simulation. It's one thing to sit and watch a video game. It's fun. It's something. But to sit and comment with the other people in the chat room of Twitch is infinitely entertaining.
Isn't it?
So can you imagine a world where the games are broadcast, streaming, and you can comment with other fans? You kind of do it with Twitter now on television, but if it was on a Facebook stream or kind of what the people are doing here, how much fun would that be? You literally feel part of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's great about the SJHL sim.
That is what's great about it, for sure. And I think, you know, who's going to take that chance, the first chance to go there? And I mean, I think it's wildly entertaining. It's such a interesting opportunity to think about what that would look like.
From the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, as those boys are watching this morning, they said lots of drama in the SJ Kenalta sim. Thanks to everyone who was tuned in and made it great. Hashtag snack talk. Clearly, that's an inside joke.
Yeah,
it's
come up a little bit. I don't know what we were talking about in the one app or the one game, but I ended up talking about a snack hack for making popcorn, and it's turned into a little feature, a little snack. So they're talking about snacks and different things and having fun. It's good. It's different.
Well, what the hell? Since we're just sitting here spitballing. And guys, can you call up the comment from Dan Ukrainitz? I want to mention that. He had a good point. When they initially asked me to do play-by-play of this, I said, I'm not doing play-by-play of a video game. I'd rather be home with my family. You're doing it on Fridays and Saturdays in the evenings. That's when we're barbecuing. I've spent 30 years doing this stuff. I'm not doing it for a video game. So I've been watching you guys while I'm sitting at home.
Yeah.
You're not doing play-by-play. You're shooting the breeze.
Exactly.
And there's a game going on in the background. I'm like, I can do that.
Yeah.
So I will be doing it for the league final. Not all the games, but some of the games, and that'll be fun. But I have been watching, as you know.
Good. I have. We've seen you in the comments section.
Did you find the comment from Dan Ukrainitz? If not, from Dan Ukrainitz. He says, morning, guys. What hour will the Korean baseball insider be on? Was a ton of fun to watch it last night. Live sports are back. Listen. The Korean Baseball League has 10 teams. They are the Bears, the Heroes, the Wyverns, the Twins, the Dinos, the Wiz, the Tigers, Lions, Eagles, and Giants. So I encourage you to pick a team. You understand, people are already doing this.
Oh, yeah.
One guy that I noticed on one of the teams was Jerry Sands, a former major leaguer. They had a guy on ESPN this morning. I don't remember his name. He pitched 8 seasons in the majors. Yeah, there's so many players now that there's so many teams, I've lost track. Daniel Straley, he's pitching in the Korean Baseball League, played 8 years in the majors. Do you know that name, Dan Straley?
I do not.
Clark's the baseball guy, and he's never even heard of him. But this is like Dan Straley. You know that name? He's pitching in the Korean Baseball League. So Jeremy Corrigan writes in, go Bears! He's watching in Prince George. So I guess my point here is, if you haven't noticed, the only live pro league that's playing right now is the Korean Baseball League, and they're about to become major stars. And Canada West Football has that opportunity to have the stage to themselves as well. Or maybe don't follow Korean Baseball League, but I just have a sense, because I'm interested.
Yeah.
I think everybody's going to get interested.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. If you're not it, like, I don't think that we're that starved for sports that we're just going to tune into the first thing that comes on TV. I think people will tune in from an intrigue perspective. I really do. But I think the baseball fans will be all over it. All the baseball fans, the people who pack stands in Major League Baseball ballparks and people who watch the broadcasts, they'll be dialed in. If you're not a baseball guy, it's not going to get you. I just believe that.
Those are the quick six show topics. When you said if you're not a baseball guy, you won't. Well, 55 million people watch the NFL draft. So I think people are that starved. You know, I guess we'll find out where it goes. We're not going to get up in the middle of the night and watch these games live.
No.
But I think you're going to start following because they'll follow what's on live. I don't care.
You need something to follow. And that's the thing with the NFL draft. There's so many football fans. And they don't watch the NFL draft, but because it's the only football thing on, they're all going to watch it, and the ratings go up.
That's the point.
Baseball people don't always watch the games, but they're so starved, all the baseball people are going to watch.
Anybody, I think all of society is going to watch, buddy.
Yeah, anybody who's even a small baseball fan will watch, for sure.
Terry Carrier is watching. He says, how do you spell a wyvern? That's one of the teams, a wyvern. Can somebody tell me what a wyvern is? We got our tech specialist here. Ryan, can you Google it? A wyvern. I can only imagine it's some sort of Korean wildlife. All the other teams' names make sense.
Type in dragon.
That's a dragon? There you go. I think that's going to be my team, the Wyverns.
All right.
Sponsored by Vern's Pizza. That's what they sell at the concession. And by the way, they've got cheerleaders at the games, shaking their pom-poms in empty stands. Check it out, man.
Okay.
You might actually enjoy it.
I'm in.
Jeff the Stamps fan is up and out of bed from Calgary. He writes, you are right. Big opportunity for U Sports. But it takes promotion and marketing that U Sports doesn't have the money for. You know what? Marketing to me, we talk it here all the time, comes down to elbow grease, creativity, and hard work. Doesn't take that much money, especially in the social media age.
It's like stumbling upon the gold mine that nobody's seen before. An actual gold mine. Oh, but I don't have big trucks and I don't have this stuff, so moving on.
I know.
Spend the money.
The government. Do the work.
Handing it out. Do the work. Go dig in there with your fingernails.
Oh, Rempel's in?
Yeah.
Just one more, and we'll come back on this. It's not in my quick six show topics. I don't know why people want to know my opinion on a lot of things, but particularly The Last Dance. But we watched episode 5 last night. We're saving 6 for tonight. Did you watch it?
You guys watched it?
We just watched the one. They said it was going to be a tribute to Kobe, but it wasn't really a tribute to Kobe. It was more of a tribute to the Dream Team, if I'm being honest with you.
And about Nike.
And Nike, which is cool, too. We'll come back because I don't want... Actually, Rems is a marketing guy and a sports guy. I want his take on that. The one cool thing I took out of The Last Dance last night was that Michael Jordan took sneakers. Guys, in the 80s, were just sneakers. It's something you wore to play sports in.
Yeah.
MJ made it fashion with Nike. One guy.
Yeah.
And marketing. He changed the world. How they viewed sneakers. One basketball player. Anyways, the reason I bring that up, Brady in Saskatoon writes in Prairie Mobile text line 840-8777. MJ, he says, hey Rod, MJ really stopped players from getting rings in the 90s. Who do you think is the greatest player to not win a ring because of MJ? I think it's Karl Malone. From all the points he put up to a 2-time MVP and a 14-time NBA All-Star. Didn't get a ring. And I would say his sidekick, John Stockton, the two of them together, they just could not get past Jordan's Bulls. And that's unfortunate. But you know what? It happens. The road to the Hall of Fame is paved with guys that don't have championship rings. And MJ, those guys probably all hate MJ now that I think about it.
Oh, yeah.
And the daily poll for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, which I thank our sponsor, Kirby, from Suds for this. How did you word it, Clark?
I haven't worded it yet. That's right.
You didn't post it? What have you been doing over there?
Other stuff.
He's been working. Don't worry. I didn't tweet it either. Who would you rather your federal tax dollars go to?
Yeah.
The CBC or the CFL? Lighting the bomb there. Dropping the bomb. Who would you rather federal dollars go to? The CBC or the CFL? Vote now. Or after the break, because I'm going to tweet it now. And our Facebook poll. Kelly Rempel on the other side. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge. And we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Hey, this one is a hot topic already, our poll question for Capital Auto Mall. Who deserves federal funding more, CFL or the CBC? 71% of you on Twitter voting the Canadian Football League. What does the CBC get? $3 billion a year or something?
Something.
Somebody told me?
It's not a small chunk of change.
Let's go to Remps, because he's been waiting patiently from his palatial East Regina home. The Silver Fox, I gave his bio off the top of the show, so I don't need to do it again. How you doing, Remps?
Rod?
Props. You're clean.
I'm doing my part, you know? I'm just doing my part every day. Well, I've washed my hands more in the last 2 months than probably the previous 2 years, but what are you going to do? Having fun, trying to make the best of a lousy situation. How's that?
Well, let me say this. You own two businesses, Studio S Fashion House and Dusick Rempel Financial. How much have you left the house?
Great question. My kids and I like to go for walks. My wife as well. I usually go on a walk or two a day. So I'm leaving the house basically, quite a bit, I guess, but by myself or with the same people I'm living with. I've had a couple of situations where some friends have gotten together and, we're sitting on a driveway or something about 10 feet apart, having a cold, refreshing beverage. But we're really our best trying to, work from home as much as we can. Today I'm actually at the office, but I've tried my best. It's hard, though, because when you work from home and, you need to pull a file, it's just not there. Everybody's doing our best we can. We got some good news. At least we'll be able to open up the store. I think it's on the 19th, and they lifted some of the crazy restrictions. So just unprecedented times and just trying to do, like I said, trying to do the best we can.
Neil Shuchuk watching in White Court, Alberta, longtime radio guy, says time to cut CBC funding and use it for the CFL. Rems, can we start there? As you've just talked about your businesses, how do you feel about the CFL receiving federal aid?
I don't know how anybody could really honestly make an argument that they shouldn't if it comes right down to it. I mean, I understand that you're always going to get people that say, if it's not an essential service, there should be no funding. But I think every once in a while, you need to kind of look outside the box a little bit and you need to say, okay, maybe it's not, an essential service, like nobody's going to die because there's no Canadian Football League. But the CFL has been around for hundreds of years, well, 100 years or so. And it's provided so much entertainment and brought the country together. And I can only imagine that there's going to be people out there that say, yeah, but come on, are you serious? I mean, if you had any extra money at all, wouldn't you spend it on COVID-19 or wouldn't you spend it on, you know, there's a million other things that are more important. And it's tough to make an argument that there aren't more things that are important, but isn't a quality of life also important? I mean, where do you draw the line and say, well, you know, if it's not, you know, fixing a road or you know, buying kids books for schools or you know, building a wing of a hospital, like at what point do you say, well, if it's not any of those things, then you don't put any funding towards anything? There's all kinds of things that the governments have been spending here in the last little while. I mean, all we're doing is spend. So if you're going to go that far, why not save a league potentially that has provided so many of us with so much entertainment over the years and really truly is part of our culture? I would easily argue, Rod, easily argue that the Canadian Football League is way more a part of who we are as Canadians than the CBC. Are you kidding me?
No, that's kind of a polarizing lightning rod topic because there's tons of comments coming in on that. But let me say this, because we're both sports guys, Kelly. And what I love about this new rule is I talk to people from every league. And I can tell you this, yeah. Devil's advocate on what you just said, promoting the CFL for funding, as am I. Other leagues are watching it very, very closely. Know what I mean?
They are. But if you can find any one of those leagues that have done more for our country's pride and bring people together more than the CFL, like, let me know which one. Find a league that consistently, even in down years, year after year after year after year, are more important to the fabric of our country than the Canadian Football League. And I don't include the NBA or the NHL or those teams, because that's a completely different scope. They're in a different stratosphere in terms of resources and all of those kinds of things. And I don't think that they're going to have any trouble weathering this storm, but the CFL might. Now, you know, you could also say the Canadian Hockey League, you know, there's going to be some teams and some fallout with especially the smaller market teams potentially, and maybe big market teams. Because quite frankly, some of the smaller market teams make more money than the bigger market teams, right? So I think that, but I know what you're saying, because that's going to be next. Then the junior hockey teams are going to say, well, wait a minute, you gave the CFL a whole bunch of money. Aren't we important? And it's a slippery slope, because it's like a lion. The more you feed it, the hungrier it gets. I don't think that the government has any appetite whatsoever to fund the CFL 3, 4, and 5 times. So they better get it right the first time, because there's probably only going to be one. So you better make sure you don't screw it up if and when you make that move. But I just can't believe we're even having this conversation, frankly. I still have to pinch myself and ask myself, is this actually happening?
I know, but that's part of what happens in traumatic situations, which frankly this is. Are you changing topics, yeah. Darren? Can we change topics?
Slightly.
Because let's talk about actual sports. What do you got?
No.
People have questions for you, Rems. They're not just mine, sports related, but what's yours?
No, just a quick one, and I don't want to get too far into this, but just because I was having the conversation with somebody last night about if they do play games in Saskatchewan and Manitoba and they bring people in, but you can't have fans, or you could have fans in those markets, would you go and watch Toronto and Ottawa? Do you think the people would go in Saskatchewan and watch Toronto and Ottawa play at Mosaic Stadium, or watch Montreal and Hamilton play?
No, they wouldn't.
In Winnipeg?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
No. I mean, we're having a hard enough time getting our own fans to come watch when everybody's safe.
Yeah.
I think it's like saying if you play the Memorial Cup in Toronto and Regina's playing, Peterborough or something, or maybe bad example because Peterborough's not too far, but if Regina plays Laval, Quebec,
yeah.
Is anybody going to show up in Toronto? No, they're not. That's why I've never been an advocate of playing the Memorial Cup in a place like Toronto and then having all the teams come and then think that people are actually going to come. Junior hockey has a hard enough time getting people to come to their own market. So if you don't have a team with a host team, your attendance is going to be horrible. And I think the same can be said for the Canadian Football League. I think that you know what, Darren, it's not a terrible question, I guess, depending on what your idea of a good crowd is. Would you get 4,000 or 5,000 or 6,000 or 8,000 to come to Regina to watch Toronto play Calgary? Maybe. But to me, that's embarrassing, isn't it?
Guys, if I can jump in, what we've learned in this province is people aren't football fans. They're Rider fans. There's a difference. And you will remember this, Kelly, back in the day, the Brandon Weekings were looking for a neutral site. They played Red Deer in the Agrodome, and I couldn't wait to go to watch, and there was 1,000 people there. I'm like, what the hell? I thought we were a hockey town. But the Pats weren't playing. It's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
They're not football fans. They're Rider fans. There's a difference. Now, staying with football, and then I'm going to come back to hockey, but our producer, Clark, has asked me to ask you about Aaron Rodgers. And I know you're a staunch Vikings fan, so I wonder why you would have thoughts on that. But do you have thoughts on his pout job with them drafting Jordan Love in the first round? Or do you have something entirely else to talk about with Aaron Rodgers?
Well, when Clark asked me if I had an opinion this morning, if I was interested in talking about it, I said sure, because I guess my thought on Aaron is, you know, as Minnesota Viking fans, we're wired to sort of hate anything. As a Viking fan, it's sacrilege to like anybody on the Green Bay Packers. Much like if you're a Rider fan, you know, you just don't like Bo Levi Mitchell no matter what. But in the case of Aaron Rodgers, I find it interesting because even though I really want to hate the guy, I can't, because he's a pretty class guy, and you know, you never have to worry about picking up the newspaper and seeing that Aaron Rodgers has said something so incredibly stupid, or he's been pulled over for a DUI, or he was, you know, charged, you know, for some sort of an abusive situation. And yet this guy's just like the model guy. I didn't read anything. Like, there may have been a comment or two, Rod, about him whining. I don't remember that. I just remember reading something a day or two ago where he said something to the effect of that after he himself was in the situation with Brett Favre, he said if they can squeeze Brett Favre out to make room for him, why would he be so arrogant or so, you know, egotistical or naive to think that the same couldn't be done for him? So at some point, and it's already starting to happen, quite frankly, Aaron Rodgers is not quite as good a player as he was 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. He knows that. He knows he can't throw it quite as far. He knows he can't run quite as fast. Not that he ever really could. His brain probably works as well now as it ever did, but his body isn't maybe able to do some of the same things. But even Aaron Rodgers at 85 or 90% is better than most guys. So he's still got a few years left. But what I read out of that was that what he's saying is I know that the day is going to come where they're looking past me and they're going to want to look to the future. And so if I still have the drive to play, even though I've always said, and I'm talking third person, like it's him talking, what I took out of it was what he's basically saying is that he saw himself retiring as a Green Bay Packer. He always saw that. He never wanted to play anywhere else, never thought that he ever would play anywhere else. But when they just drafted a quarterback in the first round, it was a bit of a wake-up call that, you know what, they probably aren't thinking that. And now they're saying, now they've done a 180, I've noticed, and their management and their team and their coaches come out and said, oh, no, we want Aaron Rodgers to retire as a Green Bay Packer. Well, if that's true, and he's probably got 2 or 3 or 4 more years left, then why would you draft a quarterback in the first round? You think he's going to be happy knowing that he's going to be sitting around as a backup for 3 or 4 or 5 years? I mean, not a chance. This guy's going to want to play somewhere. So if you didn't see the finish line coming in the next 2 or 3 years with Aaron, why did you drop the quarterback? It doesn't make any sense. You could have picked up a good quarterback in the 3rd or 4th round and not have to use your first round pick on a quarterback. So I just think he's a realist, to be honest. I mean, I always think back, and I'm getting off the beaten path a little bit, but we all remember the Bobby Jurison thing, right, Rod? I mean, this guy was the ultimate warrior for the Saskatchewan Roughriders. But Jim Daly, came in and he became the head coach 1 year. And he watched Bobby Jurison play at camp, and he said, this guy doesn't run as fast anymore. He doesn't pursue quarterbacks quite as well as he once did. He's not quite as big and quite as strong. Arkell Trulek is a 24-year-old kid who's, frankly, probably better, and we can pay him half the amount. So why wouldn't we take those dollars and those resources and spend it elsewhere? Bobby, see you later. Bye-bye. Thanks for all your years. It's nice knowing you, but don't let your ass, you know, or the door hit your ass on the way out. Sad, but true. That's sports. And Aaron Rodgers knows that. So, you know.
Thank you, Kelly. we gotta run. We got to get into a sports update here, but I appreciate this. I do have hockey questions for you, but can we do this again soon and we'll fire them at you?
No problem. I didn't realize I was on a time limit. My apologies.
All good. Thanks, Rams. I appreciate it, and stay safe.
All right.
Kelly Rempel joining us from his office this morning, and we do have Jorgen Hughes coming up, Rough Riders long snapper. I need to get into a sports update here this morning for the Tap Brewhouse. The NFL is moving its 5-game scheduled for London and Mexico City this season back to U.S. stadiums due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Contests will now be played in the host team's stadiums. The Jacksonville Jaguars, Atlanta Falcons, and Miami Dolphins were to play in London, while the Arizona Cardinals were scheduled to play in Mexico City. The Indianapolis Colts won't exercise their fifth-year option on safety Malik Hooker. That could make him an unrestricted free agent after next season. Hooker was Indianapolis's 2017 first-round draft pick. And the baseball season began today in South Korea in empty stadiums following a delay due to the coronavirus outbreak. Umpires wore protective masks. Cheerleaders danced beneath rows of unoccupied seats. The country's pro soccer leagues begin Friday, also minus fans. This sports update for the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. Their kitchen's open and awaiting your order. Call 761-2777 for their hours or visit their Facebook page for their menu. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. We'll be back in a moment. We'll check the poll results. Who deserves federal funding more, the CBC or the CFL? You got a pretty good idea where that's going. And Riders long snapper Jorgen Hughes coming up. It's the Rod Peterson Show on this Tuesday morning. Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. We got a lot of things on the go today. Just ahead of Riders long snapper Jorgen Hus. For one, our poll question is, who deserves federal funding more, the CBC or the CFL? Shockingly, our viewers overwhelmingly voting in favor of the Canadian Football League. By 86% of the vote, says the CFL deserves funding more than the CBC. It's brought to you by Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. You can vote on Facebook and Twitter. And Brady, this is your last text of the day that I'm going to read. He says, hey, Rod, it's Brady. This is on the Prairie Mobile text line. The CFL. CBC could go into the trash for all I care. Hockey Night in Canada is boring. I'd rather watch games on TSN or Sportsnet. The CFL is the identity and a tradition of many Canadians. And goes on to say, also, Aaron Rodgers has since spoken with Jordan Love and is keeping it straight business. All these rumors of Rodgers being salty, I don't buy. Brady checking in from Saskatoon today. We're very big in Saskatoon, by the way. You know that, right?
Yeah, huge.
And speaking of Saskatoon, Jorgen Hus is from Saskatoon, 30 years of age. Spent time with the Rams. I'm talking about the St. Louis Rams, also the Regina Rams, the Seattle Seahawks, Kansas City Chiefs, and with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders since 2015. Jorgen joins us on video chat today. How you doing, Jorgen?
Hey, I'm great, Rod. How you doing, man? Good to see
you. Good to see you, as always. Are you in Saskatoon? Is that where you're at during the break?
I am currently in Saskatoon, yep.
All right. So can you please give me your mindset, just speak for yourself personally, on where we're at as a CFL, how you've been keeping busy, how's the state of your mental health? How are you doing, man?
Well, you know what? I'm doing good. I'm keeping busy. I'm thankful I got, you know, some mortgage work to keep me keep my mind occupied. But, you know, I'm training just as normal, as if the season was to start on time. I feel like I'm in really good shape. You know, this whole quarantine thing is kind of, I've changed my workout routine a little bit, as we all had to, but I've been running lots, and I'm feeling ready and snapping well, and I'm ready for the season to start as if it were to start on time. But obviously it doesn't look that way, but I'm going to remain optimistic until told otherwise.
You know, it's funny, by the way, you heard me read off your resume. It seems like you've been around a long time, but you're only 30. Technically, you're in the prime of your career. How do you feel physically?
You know what? I feel good. I feel this is probably the best I've felt in the past 5 years or so. I don't know what it is. Just I think this whole like quarantine thing has just kind of made me go back to the basics with the workout routine and just doing a lot of simplified stuff and staying in great shape. And I started this 30-day challenge with my fiance and her sister 30 days ago. So today's day 30, and we're running 5K a day. And so today's the last day of that. So I'm excited for that to be over with, but it's got me in great shape and I feel amazing. So it's kind of ironic, you know?
Well, this is one thing I was saying to Dupes yesterday is it sucks. I think this is day 53 or 54, but when training camps are postponed, you're not showing up and it's day one, day two, day three, day four, then it's really going to hit us. Don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. It's, I mean, like you were saying earlier in the show, you know, fans are missing CFL football, but nothing would be on right now anyway. But once it starts, or should be starting, that's when we're really going to feel it, I think, and can just hope for the best. I really hope there's a season. But it's, you know, listening to your show yesterday, even it brings up a good question. If we're getting federal money and we need that help, do we take it this year and risk an outbreak in the fall, or do we just kind of put all of our eggs in the basket for next year?
All things being equal, let's just say you get on the field. How excited were you when John Ryan re-signed for 2020? Did you know that it was coming, by the way, or when you heard it, did you know it was coming?
Oh, man, I was so excited. You know, we talk lots. I mean, me, him, and Brett, we got a little group chat, and we talk, you know, multiple times a week. So we're always a little bit ahead of the curve for when something like that comes out. But, yeah, I'm pumped. I mean, the guy wants to play. I knew he was coming back. I had a good feeling about it. I never would have said it, but I had a pretty good feeling he was coming back. And we work great together. And he's such a good dude. He helps me in so many ways. He's helped me throughout my whole career. I mean, even going back 10 years ago when I was training with the Hilltops and the Rams, you know, he would offer me up his place in Phoenix to come down and get training and stuff like that. So our relationship goes back a long, long way. And you know, he's just been beyond helpful.
Did you not have a association together in Seahawks with the Seahawks for time too?
Yeah, we did. I was there for only a cup of coffee, but no, we had a good time there.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. Again, all things being equal, I've been reading some good articles about what a shame it would be if there was no 2020 season because of what the Riders got going. Jorgen, in case you forgot, you finished first place last year in the CFL West. That doesn't happen a lot around here. Cody Fajardo, people saying, was it a fluke or was it not? This was the season to really prove that he's the man. I mean, talk about the 2020 season for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, assuming that there will be one, and how excited you are.
Yeah, I mean, if things were to go on as normal, I think we got a great shot at winning it all, to be honest with you. We got a lot of our guys back, a lot of our defense, Fajardo, obviously. I really like what they did with the draft. I think Riley's going to be a good pick, and he's going to fit in right in with those guys, Dan Clark and Labatt, and I think he's got all the right personality traits. And so I like what they did with the draft, and, you know, our rosters, I mean, I think we're stacked. And Fajardo's playing well, and of course you need that piece of the puzzle. So I obviously I'm a little biased, but I really like our team.
Well, you know what? I've going off the board with this question, but tell me about your draft day. And obviously, you know, I'm close friends. You've had the same agent representation since day one, really, right? Gil Scott and Rob Fry. And you were drafted, and it hasn't changed that when you get drafted in the CFL, that team retains your rights to the end of time. Until you sign that first contract. And your agents had a bit of an issue with that. As it turned out, it's worked out for the best. But do you think that's right?
Well, yeah. So I got drafted 2013. Feels like yesterday, but already 7 years ago, to Edmonton. And I was on a flight down to Phoenix to train. And when I landed, I found out I got picked by Edmonton. I was a little bit shocked. I thought it would be Saskatchewan, but it wasn't. And anyway, so then after I tried out in the NFL for 2 years and it didn't work out in my favor, obviously. So at the end of that, I said, okay, let's get to the CFL. And if I'm going to come back, you know, I want to play for my hometown. I want to play for Saskatchewan. So they were able to make that happen. So I was pretty fortunate for that.
Right. But I think what your agents want you to be free if possible. I think what they were looking at is for every year you burn up in the NFL as a CFL drafted player, it should burn up years on your draft status. I mean, that rule has not changed from what I understand. Do you, like you say, it worked out for the best anyways, but is that a rule that you would like to see changed?
I haven't put too much thought into that. It's nothing that's really came across my mind a whole lot. And I kind of just control what I can control and just kind of get after it. And
let the agents worry about that kind of thing. Let the agents worry about it, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
So you mentioned the mortgage thing off the top here. How much time are you spending on that, by the way? Is that your full-on off-season thing and maybe during-season thing, or what's up with that?
Yeah, I'm trying to make it become full-time. It's starting to pick up now. The summer months, obviously, there's a lot more activity, a lot more buying going on. The past month and a half has been a little bit slow, but things are picking up. I had a few applications kind of roll in the past couple of days, so I'm looking forward to the summer, and hopefully that side of things isn't too affected by this whole coronavirus as, you know, football is.
Well, you know, here in Regina, and I'm sure Saskatoon is the same, what I'm hearing is home inspection business is picking up. Home sales are picking up. Clearly, you're going to need mortgages. So are you comfortable talking about that kind of thing? Like, this stuff is kind of going on, not necessarily under the radar, but there's business being done in terms of home buying.
There is, yeah. I mean, houses are definitely still selling, but on the flip side, there's a lot of people that are on hold and they can't purchase because, you know, they have a job at a gym, for example, or something like that. So, and I have a couple of clients right now that are actually on hold and they're waiting to get back to work so that they can go through with their mortgage.
Well, is there anything that we can help you out with in terms of getting the word out and so forth, like your mortgage company, or is there anything we can help you out that way this morning?
Oh, I'd appreciate that. Yeah. So I'm with TMG. My website is jorgenhoosemortgages.ca. And if anybody's looking to, you know, purchase, or you got a renewal coming up or want to do a refinance, you can reach me on there. My cell phone and email is on that website. Again, it's jorgenhoosemortgages.ca. And yeah, I'd be more than happy to help you out. especially awesome. Especially if you're a Ryder fan. A few more perks than those guys.
Yeah. Or we'll even take Rams, Huskies fans, Hilltops fans, Blades, Pats, whomever. Jorgen, this has been awesome. Absolutely. Man. Stay safe. Looks like you are, and hope to see you on the field soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rod. Good seeing you.
You bet. As always, Riders long snapper Jorgen Hoos joining us from Saskatoon this morning. There you go. It's up on our Facebook feed right now, jorgenhoosmortgages.ca. We'll have to bring him back and talk a little more because I'm interested to know, at what point did you realize that you need that football will not always be there? At some point, the light goes on.
Yep.
The earlier, the better. Some guys' football's over and it still hasn't gone on. And here's a guy that's always going to be okay. And I'm glad to hear that the home sales and so forth are picking up.
Yeah, he's got it dialed in already while he's still playing the game. So that transition is going to be a little bit easier for him, clearly. But yeah, you're right. There's a lot of guys who are still, you know, out of the game and still haven't figured out what life after football looks like. You can't separate. You only know yourself as a football player. It's a big transition, I'm sure.
It is. By the way, coming up in hour two, Shamad Chambers, current CFL receiver, and Dejon Brissett, the number two overall pick of the Argos this year, whose brother is with the Raptors. Let's try and keep it the interview on him, not his brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
let's you and me try to do that.
Let's try.
But it is a fascinating story. But the one thing with this particular program, this is episode 227 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. We're all just kind of sitting here every day waiting and waiting. What is it now? I think it's day 54. You mentioned yourself. When's the date of canceling the season? How long does that go?
Yeah.
You know, it's Jack in Calgary's writing in and talks about the recurring bad news on television. It is a depressing time, for sure. But we're all sitting here going, well, we're talking about a season, and Jorgen's working out, and we had a draft, and it's almost like we're sitting here pretending.
Yeah. Do we, you know, how many of us really believe that there's going to be a season or that we're going to start on time? It's just like, no, everything's cool. Everything's cool. Everything's cool until it's not. And at some point, yeah, we got to have that drop dead date or at least, you know, see something that says, hey, look, there's nothing happening till at least July 1st. And there's, you know, set a date, set some sort of expectation, because right now we just float around wondering, well, when will it start? If it's not starting on time, what does that look like? At least the Canada West came out with an expectation that five games starting early October. Now that might change because we might be in a different world a month from now than we are today. But at least they're putting out an expectation that this is now what we're planning for. CFL needs to do something similar. Or I'd like to see it anyway.
Sure, but they can't. And that, by the way, I talk about how much fun this new phase of my life is. I had a CFL guy write me yesterday with some... He goes, you should look into this about the funding for the CFL from the government. Here's the clauses. Here's what they qualify for. I said, oh, should I? I'm not interested in looking into this. The CFL can look into this, you know, with the junior hockey. Now Canada West predicting a five-game season and telling their teams to prepare for that. Well, then people are writing us on Facebook going, well, how's that going to work? The universities aren't open. How could they play? What about social distancing? I don't know. I can't worry about the Canada West and the CFL and the NHL and the junior hockey. That's for them to decide. Yeah. We'll sit here every day and talk about it. But I'm not going to look into what tax loopholes or federal funding available is for pro leagues. Not going to.
No.
That's for the Devin Harus of the world and the Dave Naylors.
That's their job.
Which, if you go back to what yesterday's show was all about, you got Dave Naylor basically saying, I don't know how they can play in 2020. And then you got Devin saying, from what I hear, they're going to get their funding. It's all lining up to they're going to get the federal aid, but there will be no 2020 season, which furthermore is point one of my quick six show topics. If there is no season, which I got to go back and look, 1919 wiped out the Stanley Cup Finals. Did it wipe out the entire CFL season? I didn't think that it did. But somebody wrote in here yesterday and say that it did. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? It's never happened in our lifetimes that there has not been a summer without Rough Rider or CFL football. Could you imagine?
I know.
I'm going to Google it right now. You talk. I'll look it up.
Well,
I'll go to the big board.
It throws so many things for a loop. It does. Like, I mean, our whole summers are planned around it. I mean, You go to the lake, you go to Rider games, we tailgate, Labor Day, the whole deal. I mean, it completely changes, and it's going to be an adjustment. And the thing that we talk about is once your habits change, what do you go back to? And what new habits do you keep? If you decide I'm going to buy a cabin, or you know what I mean, we're going to purchase a piece of land, or we're going to spend our time at the lake, and all of a sudden you do that, and that becomes your habit to spend every weekend at the lake, you might not take a weekend to come back and play football or go watch football. So it's, yeah, I don't know. It's unprecedented time.
Unprecedented for sure. Listen to this. This is wild. I just went to the big board and typed in 1919 CFL season. Here's what it is. Regular season play resumed following World War I. No playoff games were held.
Whoa.
Because of a rules dispute with the CRU. Whatever the hell that is. I think it's the Canadian Rugby Union, to be honest.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay. No playoff games were held in the East because of a rules dispute with the CRU in the West. Lack of interest in the East.
Nothing's changed. In 100 years.
We're still sitting here talking about it. And student studies to the Intercollegiate Union, which were deemed more important. So they didn't hand out the Grey Cup? But it wasn't because of the plague that wiped out the Stanley Cup. It's because nobody cared in Eastern Canada, and they were having a rules dispute in the West. And that's how far back you got to go.
Wow.
Again, I got to go clear up. It just looks like they did not hand out the Grey Cup, but not because of what you thought.
Yeah.
Dan Ukranitz, there was no Grey Cup awarded from 1916 to 1919. Yeah, well, 1916, 17, 18 is because of the war. That we know. But in 1919, as it says on the internet, and it's got to be true because it's on the internet, that they got back to playing after the war, but they didn't hand out the Grey Cup because of the reasons I just said. Wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
Brian Warwishin, can you leave that up for a second while I read it from the BC Lions Den podcast? With many states in the U.S. now getting back to normal, I think the NFL may be in for a rude awakening. They have no handle on things south of the border. Well, we're going by what we hear on CNN, Fox News, whatever your news vehicle of choice is. This was a point that I had yesterday that we never delved into. The NFL just continues to stick to their guns and say, we're playing. They haven't said if the stadiums are going to be full or not. They haven't said that yet, right?
I did. Now, this is crazy, but I was looking into it. The schedule's coming out Thursday, so I'll have a good idea. Now, there was something out of Miami, and this pertains to our trip too, that they have plans in place to play with 15,000 people. That's it for fans. Select gate entrances to make sure they adhere to social distancing. So they would do that inside the stadium, but only 15,000 people. So I don't know if 15,000 people would allow room for 100 Canadians, but we're on the list. And I know we're, you know, Michelle's got us
to go to Miami
to write in there. But that's right now. That, I mean, that changes on a week-to-week basis. But they're talking about playing with 15,000 fans.
Awesome.
Which would be cool.
So they would get us in, our 30 to 40 people.
Of course.
Mostly from Assiniboia, it would seem, which I'm totally down with. Checking the poll results, by the way, for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. Who deserves federal funding more, the CBC or the CFL? 86% of you now saying the CFL deserves more funding than the CBC. From our, hey, the replies. I'm just here for the replies. Scott Nichols in Saskatoon. Whoa, you've opened a can of worms here. Thank you. That's my specialty. Don in Ottawa says CBC gets funding only if it makes the CFL their main sports broadcast function.
Ooh.
From Quinn Magnuson. You remember Q-Mags? Considering who your fan base is, this is kind of a stunted question. Yeah, that's the whole idea. CBC does it all the time. Hang on. We're coming back in hour two with Shamad Chambers, veteran CFL receiver. Dejon Brissett of the Argos, their number two overall pick. Lots to get to. More fun and frivolity. Korean Baseball League. Have you picked a team yet? I've picked mine. The Wyverns. Hey, Vern. Remember him? Why not the Hey, Verns?
Hey, Vern.
It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, iHeartRadio, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.